I'm Michael Lippin, and this is Voice of America's VOA China 360, a weekly podcast looking at how China influences the rest of the world and how China is influenced by the world. In this edition, China and the West are exchanging familiar criticisms of each other about human rights. China's conviction of four rights activists for subversion last week drew Western expressions of concern and appeals for their release, sentiments that Beijing dismissed as interference in its affairs. The language used by both sides was almost the same as what they said last year about the case of the detained Chinese activists. So why are China and the West sticking to the same rhetoric without getting any closer to resolving their disagreement? Before we find out, let's first hear what they had to say in recent days. This was U.S. State Department spokesman Mark Toner last Thursday reacting to those convictions of the Chinese rights activists.
We're concerned that several have been sentenced to prison terms of up to 7 years based on what we consider vague and apparently politically motivated charges, such as, quote, subversion of state power, end quote. It's troubling that Chinese authorities deny these defendants access to their chosen counsel and family members as well. And we urge China to release all of the lawyers and activists who were detained on July 9th, 2015, and remove restrictions on their freedom of movement and professional activities.
The State Department also used the word concern in July 2015 when it responded to China starting its detention of more than 300 human rights lawyers and their associates, and Washington called for their release back then as well. How about the European Union? Its diplomatic office issued a statement last Friday that went like this. The convictions of Chinese activists Zhai Yanmin, Hu Shigen, Zhou Shifeng, and Gu Hongguo run contrary to China's stated commitment to strengthening the rule of law. The EU Foreign Affairs Department made a similar charge in July 2015. It said the start of Beijing's crackdown on activists raised serious questions about that Chinese commitment to the rule of law. And what does China think of such criticism? Its rhetoric hasn't changed much either. This past Friday, Chinese state media quoted Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Hua Chunying as giving this message to Washington. Stop making irresponsible remarks about the Chinese rights activists, because we firmly oppose your interference in our internal affairs and judicial sovereignty. Last year, Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Hong Lei essentially told the European Union the same thing. So why would China keep defying the West by moving to convict the rights activists? Analyst Clayton Duby of the USC US-China Institute in Los Angeles says there are two main reasons.
The first is the Chinese state is committed to it perpetuating itself. And because it has deemed this kind of dissent and these kinds of activities as a threat to its continuance, it really sees this as a existential matter, and that they're not willing to concede anything on. The second one is that the Chinese government has calculated that despite the protests, despite the criticism, despite the flurry of coverage of televised confessions, sending these people off to fairly long jail sentences, this sort of thing, that ultimately the people and the governments of these Western nations are not prepared to take action that would really harm or damage the Chinese state in a significant way.
Duby says Western powers realize that Beijing has made that calculation, but they persist in making the criticisms anyway.
Because to not speak out against the mistreatment of individuals is to betray one's own values. And to not say this is wrong when things are wrong is to not represent yourself properly. At the same time, these governments also recognize that they have to deal with China in many realms. And so they're working with China in the economic realm. They're working with China in the realm of trying to limit nuclear weapons proliferation. They're working with China on other concerns, including the South China Sea, the East China Sea, and a whole host of issues. And so they are not able to say, we are going to focus on this issue. Because of how China has changed and how the world has changed, the Western nations don't have that luxury. They must deal with China on many different fronts.
But dealing with Beijing on a variety of issues also creates opportunities for the West to talk about human rights cases privately, says Duby.
It's not unusual for a particular meeting to be focused on a particular issue, but on the sidelines of that meeting, for somebody to raise questions about how people are being treated and to raise those kinds of things. And so what in fact is happening is that the issue of human rights gets spread around.
China has long responded to Western complaints by saying it already upholds the rule of law and protects the legitimate rights and interests of the defendants in its judicial system. Has the Western strategy of spreading those complaints around produced results? Here's Duby again.
No, it has not. Does it have the potential for doing that? It's impossible to say. But it does mean that more people are paying attention to these questions and raising it with different entities in China.
What do you think about Beijing's record on human rights and the prospect of the West influencing change in China? Share your opinions with me on Twitter at @VOAChina360 and on my Facebook profile, Michael.Lippin, as well as on YouTube at youtube.com/mlippin and on SoundCloud at soundcloud.com/VOA-English. I also invite you to listen to this podcast on iTunes. Just do a search for VOA China 360 and subscribe. That's it for me for this time. I'll be back next week with another VOA China 360. Hope you can join me then.